Heavenly Father, it is once again that we come together to hear your word. It is your word that touches hearts and transforms lives. It is your word that makes an impact on those who we connect with in our day-to-day living. Let your spirit lead and guide as your word goes forth, so that the hearts and minds can be open to receive, and that you will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we are talking about freedom in Christ. And I tell you, this is something we all need to know, because we are really, truly free. But a lot of times I don't think we realize how free we really are in Christ. Now, Webster says that freedom is the quality or state of being free, such as the absence of duress, pressure, or constraint in choice or action. The power or right to act, speak, or think without hindrance or restraint. I believe that was what Sister Linda gave us last week. I remembered that. I know that for me, when I was growing up, I was looking forward to the freedom of being independent, completely on my own, making my own decisions, doing what I thought I wanted to do. Yes, it was freedom to a certain extent, but it was not the kind of freedom that Jesus Christ wanted me to have. He wants you and I to have freedom in him. And that's what we're going to talk about today, freedom in Christ. How do we get access to this freedom in Christ? Well, first, we have to accept him as Lord and Savior and receive his free gift of salvation, which came to us at a cost, which was the sacrifice of his life by dying on the cross for us. We also have to recognize that we have a sinful state, and we have to place our personal faith in Jesus Christ as our one and only Savior. I'm sorry, I went ahead of myself again, but you got that part. Let me give you the scriptures that I'll be using today. And my scriptures are going to be coming from different places, but I'm going to give you the scriptures that I have for the voice. And my first scripture is 2 Corinthians 5:17, page 14:19. We also have 2 Corinthians 3:17. Page 14:17. Romans 6:23, page 13:80. James 4:8, page 1500. Ephesians 2:10, page 14:37. Galatians 5:1, page 14:33. And the last one, Ephesians 1:7, page 14:36. Does anyone need me to go over them again? Okay. All right. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I'm going to read from a couple of different versions, because a lot of the versions that I saw, they just kind of brought it out a little more for me. Now, this is from the Contemporary English Version. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten, just like Pastor Jesse was saying, and everything is new. You don't have to wait till tomorrow or next week. It takes place at that very moment you accept him. A transformation begins to take place in your life. We are no longer slaves to our sins as we formerly were. We now have freedom from sin, and it no longer has power over us. Now we are empowered by and for righteousness. We now have the choice to either let sin reign or to count ourselves dead to sin, but alive in Christ Jesus. Sin is something that just keeps us in bondage and it holds us hostage. It confines us. That is exactly how we used to be when we were living without Christ. We were held captive by the impulses of sin. We were bound to the instincts of sin and had no power to overcome its influence. Sin was our ruler, our master, and our controller. When we made that decision to accept Jesus and become new in him, a wonderful thing happened. We were given a new nature, and more importantly, the Holy Spirit came to reside in us so that we would no longer be under the control of our sinful nature. We were set free, and we had the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us. 2 Corinthians 3 and 17, Amplified. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, freedom from bondage, true freedom. Because of the Holy Spirit living in us, we are truly set free. Romans 6 and 23. The payoff for life of sin is death. But God is offering us a free gift, eternal life through our Lord Jesus, the anointed one, the liberating king. Now, the liberating king, freedom king, he's free, he's liberating you. That's the liberating king, which is Jesus. When Jesus set us free, he took away our death sentence and gave us eternal life. Some of us may have experienced guilt and shame for things that we have done. And even though we may have repented, we may not be certain that God has forgiven us because what we have done, we think just can't be forgiven, or it's too bad and we just can't be forgiven. But that's not the truth. Because he says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's 1 John 1 and 9. Now, have you ever known God to take back his word? I haven't. He is letting us know right then and there that he is freeing us from the burden of sin. That is something that we cannot allow the enemy to attack us with, okay? Because he will try to make you think you cannot be forgiven. God will never forgive you. And that is so far removed from the truth, because if God's word says it, that settles it, and nobody can change it. God gave us the authority to squash anything that the enemy tries to throw at us, especially when he tries to slap us in the face with our past failures, and our past mistakes. He wants you to think, oh, God doesn't love you. He don't care about you. We have to remember, he's the father of lies. And he wants us to be held captive. He wants us to be weak. He wants you to be depressed because he wants to be in control, but he won't have it. We have to remember in our minds that we've been renewed because we're a new creation in Christ. We can't let him rob us of our joy, our peace, and especially our relationship with the Father. Amen. God has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west to remember them no more. He will never bring them up. His forgiveness is so amazing. He just doesn't forgive our sins of the past, but he also liberates us from the shame and guilt of our past. You are forgiven completely and totally, no longer carrying those burdens, because Jesus took them with him to the cross. Since we have been freed from the judgment of sin through the redemptive blood of Jesus, we are now free to live the life that Christ appointed for us to live. We are free to walk in relationship with God and be the kind of person that he created us to be. We now have the ability to obey God and choose his will for our lives. James 4:8, come close to God with a contrite heart and he will come close to you. That means your heart has got to be right. Your heart has got to be repentant. That's how God wants you to come. A heart that's ready to just accept him. Christ has freed us to have a closer relationship with the Father so that we can build a relationship without fear or worry and enter God's presence with confidence because we know that he wants us there and the hindrances have been removed. This is truly living free. Ephesians 2:10 from the Amplified. For we are his workmanship, his own masterwork, a work of art, created in Christ Jesus, reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, ready to be used for good works, which God prepared for us beforehand, taking paths which he set so that we would walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us. Christ has freed us for service because he has work for us to do. He has had the perfect plan for our lives from the foundation of the world, before we were born, before we were knit together in our mother's womb. His plan existed for us. So stand strong for our freedom. The Anointed One freed us so we wouldn't spend one more day under the yoke of slavery, trapped under the law. At last, we have freedom, for Christ has set us free. We must always cherish this truth and firmly refuse to go back into the bondage of the past. We cannot go back. God only wants us to go forward. Don't go back. I won't go back. I won't go back, Lord. Mm-hmm. I won't. You have set my life to move forward, not looking at the past, forgetting those things that are behind and moving to those things which are ahead. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 1:7. Visualize this. His blood freely flowing down the cross, setting us free. We are forgiven for our sinful ways by the richness of his grace. Because of God's grace, we have freedom in Christ. Because of that freedom, we can stand with courage to face whatever comes before us on any given day. In this liberty, we have the strength to refuse to go back to the bondage of the sins that held us back. That kind of freedom is available to each and every one of us if we'll take it. What burdens do you have? Remember his word says, cast all your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. This means he is setting you free from them and he is taking them on himself. God's word is true. We just have to trust, believe, and have faith that what he says will come to pass. Mm-hmm. Only then will you truly know the freedom that God has given you? Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Mm-hmm. Let us pray. Father, we just want to say thank you. We thank you because you loved us so much that you gave your only Son as a sacrifice for us so that we could be free. Mm-hmm. He paid our debt and released our sin and guilt-ridden lives. We have been rescued from the penalty of death, and we owe you our all. There are no words that can explain just how grateful we are to have such a loving, caring, compassionate Father. Please help us to maintain a close relationship with you as we continue to walk in the freedom that you have allowed us to have. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.